Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.
Hey everybody, we're back again.
Welcome to the backlog. We haven't said that in a long time.
Backlog.
Backlog.
Backlog. Dude, you know what'd be cool? On the soundboard topic, what if we just come up with a bunch of sounds, right? Step one, identify sounds. Step two.
No, step one, soundboard. Step
two. No, this is an alternate purchase free approach. So we'll come up with all the sounds and then we'll assign each of them to a letter. Like we'll say brum, 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 is A. Uh-huh. Right? Now look, I'm gonna send an A in the chat.
Brum, 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 brum. It worked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You were saying that, I was like, there's no way.
Yeah, that did, dude. Crazy.
That fucking worked. Yeah. By the way, I don't think we said it yet.
Yes, please.
No, the this is the podcast. Did we say that already?
No, I was gonna let you.
Oh, we're switching it up this time. This is the podcast for Talk Sauce.
By Talk Sauce.
I feel kind of fucked up now. Burp, 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 burp. Damn, that's crazy. That's bananas, bro. God. Every time Jack's typing A in the chat, I don't even want to do it. I just can't.
Dude,
not.
No choice. Anyway, so last week on Talk Sauce,
play the whole episode.
I wish we did. You remember like watching anime on like Boomerang back in the day, and they'd be like, last week on Dragon Ball Z, and it would be like a 3-minute montage of like Goku charging up the spirit bomb.
We should
or something
do that for one of the episodes.
Yeah.
But it's just the Rickroll video.
Oh dude.
That'd be
that
so
could be
sick.
A sound effect.
The whole song.
Yeah. You just sing the entire
We're
thing.
We're no strangers to love. You know the stop it, Jack. It's so long. No.
There's just like 100 bees in a row.
And I man sing sings song.
Man, you're crying.
And so do I. Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. So you were talking about gallivanting, as it were. So yeah. So give me that. Although
little,
I know I've
got a little solo jaunt to our European brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Give me to check in over there.
Give the people the breakdown, because we were thinking about going worldwide. So Bo was like decided to
basically
do some
just went to go flyer. I just was giving everyone jars of sauce and said talk sauce. And they're like, oh fuck.
And you're like, exactly. Oh, before you get into it, let me check my email and see if
Oh yeah. In our world, it's only been like 20 minutes since you sent that
true.
Email, but
it's kind of unreasonable. All right,
But she did email you 3 days in a row, so she's clearly hungry.
Yeah.
For...
All right. Next week, perhaps we'll have an update.
Yeah. Next podcast, we should have an update on whether she did or did not.
And by she, respond. If you guys don't remember, we're referring
Jana.
To
Yana,
who is the representative of Ganesh, who wants to come on the podcast.
Ganesh wants to come on the pod, and Yana is their agent, I suppose.
I guess, and she is inspired by Talk Sauce on a daily basis.
And we asked her what explicitly inspires her.
So well, we framed it in a way that hopefully she'll actually answer it, but she's gonna go and listen to like one episode of the podcast and being like, oh fuck, what is this?
So it'll be like Ganesh died. Unfortunately can no longer do the podcast.
Oh fuck. Oh man, imagine that would suck, bro. My boy Ganesh.
Yeah,
anyway,
that'd be a tough one.
You're gallivanting.
So I went to Ireland and I kind of traveled all over the Emerald Isle. I went to Dublin, Galway, saw some other towns on the west coast of Ireland. Then I went to a town called Kilkenny, which is a small town kind of closer to Dublin.
Isn't there a show called
There's Kilkenny? A show called Sleater-Kinney, because I thought the same thing and I looked it up. It's called...
Wait, I swear there's a show called Kilkenny.
There's a show called Sleater-Kinney, which is a town in the northern part of Ireland. It's called Sleater-Kinney, dude.
No, I believe you, but I swear there's like a different show that I'm thinking about. Letterkenny,
yeah. That's I don't what know I what saying. That show is, though.
Me neither, but I've heard of it.
But yeah, I went all over Ireland, the most beautiful place I've ever been to in my life. I drank so much Guinness.
Oh, yeah. Does it taste better there?
This is my theory, and I feel like you're going to be a huge fan of the conclusion that I came to, just the logic behind it.
I agree with anything you say regardless. I'm looking forward to
like, it. It genuinely feels like a theory you would have about the same thing. Right. So there's a lot of people who say that when you go to Ireland, the Guinness tastes better. Like there's just something about the Guinness in Ireland that tastes better. I went and I had Guinness in Ireland, and the conclusion I came to is that that is a placebo. And people just convince themselves that it tastes better because it's in Ireland, when in reality, it tastes the same.
It has to taste the same, right?
Yeah, it tastes the same.
Surely.
It tastes really good.
But maybe you experience it with the rich history and the... You probably just feel better because you're in Ireland. And you drink the beer and you're like, this is awesome.
When I drank in Amsterdam, I kind of went out with people in my hostel and like kind of did more like kind of that kind of drinking. But in Ireland, I was really just like going to pubs and like talking with locals and stuff. So I would pick their brains on it, and they all believe that that's bullshit too. At least the ones that I talk to.
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit. I can't do that.
Do they say shite?
I like to think so. But I think they say shit. It's shit, mate. No, I can't even fucking pretend to do it.
No, that's pretty good.
No, it wasn't, but they but they like told me that like the things that they look for, and none of it has to do with the fact that it's in Ireland. They did say the only thing that gives that theory some credence is that because people are drinking more Guinness in Ireland, the kegs are being switched out more. And thus, it's a little fresher because newer kegs are...
That actually... Did you have it out of a can, mayhaps?
No.
The can has to be the same. But that actually is a good theory on the kegs.
Yeah, and Guinness is supposed to be better. It's still cold, but not as cold as you would drink other beers. They say it makes
interesting.
It but I was at one pub in Dublin, and I was just, like, talking with these people, and... The bartender, me and this guy at the bar, he was like a middle-aged man that I just like became buddies with at the bar, and we were just like shooting the shit and drinking, and we had to keep an eye out for the bartender. And then whenever the owner was not in the room, he'd pour himself a Guinness and like chug it real fast.
They take so long to pour, though.
He did like little, not like a full glass.
Oh, it'd be like...
But that bartender did also let me go back behind the bar and taught me how to like pour Guinness and stuff. So now I know how to do it.
So what's the technique?
So the Guinness tap, what you do is you put the glass under it and you fill it up. You pull the tap towards you and you fill it up until it gets... You know how all Guinness glasses have that little harp and it says Guinness on it?
Yeah.
That's so you know where to stop the initial pour. So you pour it up.
I always thought you were supposed to hit that when you were pouring.
Hit it? What do you mean?
Like the beer that's flowing hits the harp.
Maybe. That's not the way I learned.
No. I think yours is definitely a more reputable source than my dad.
So, but I'm sure there are different ways to pour Guinness, you know? But this is just how this guy taught me. But there are some things you have to do across the board. So initially, you pull the tap towards you, and Guinness is like nitro. So it has gas in it,
yeah.
The nitro gas that comes out with it. And then once you hit the bottom of the harp, you stop and you let it sit for 2 minutes. 2 minutes, no more, no less. 2 minutes.
Wow.
And then you put it back under the tap and you push the tap away from you this time and fill it up the rest of the way. Because when you push it away, the gas doesn't come out. It doesn't need any more gas.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, it could. I wonder if the taste difference has anything to do with just people not
knowing
doing
how
that correctly.
To do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that definitely makes an impact in like the level of carbonation, I would think.
For
right?
sure. And every place you go to in Ireland, they know how to pour good.
Yeah. Because like, I don't think I've ever seen them like let it sit for a long time. And
I've
then...
been to Irish pubs in New York that do, but I don't think they do it.
Dude, there's an Irish pub like literally a 5 minute walk from or less from my apartment. I could go over there real quick and
see how they
see.
Do it.
Yeah.
When I live when stream I'm it. In Texas. So I'm going to be in Texas for Christmas as discussed last weekend, I'm sure on previous episodes. We'll go and then I'll be the judge.
Yeah, I'll
you,
be the judge.
You can't go until then though.
You should just go back there and fucking
yeah, do it myself.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? And then I went to Amsterdam and Amsterdam's a fun.
Yeah, place. Yeah.
Amsterdam rocks, dude. I had so much fun.
Was it's it like really the Ted Lasso crazy. Episode?
I did go to that pub, but or that bar, but no. I'm gonna say something, type something that I don't want to say on podcast. Here, pause the recording because typing's gonna take too long. No. Yeah, it's not that I'm like I would tell people that, but I just don't know who's listening to this podcast. So if you are curious what I just told Jack, ask and I will tell you, depending on who's asking.
Wait, I need to tell you something too.
Yeah, I knew it. It's a fucking sham, bro. That cannot be shared.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although I'm sure you guys know where we stand on what we just talked about.
Yeah, and that only goes between you and me.
To me, and the city of New York on a tragic day.
Anyway,
it was about 9/11. Yeah, but now I'm back. I've seen Oppenheimer 2 times since I've been back.
Dude, I want to see it again.
That
did you see it?
Ruled, dude.
So did you see it in IMAX, I assume?
Both times, yeah.
Did you see it in... So I recently learned that there's IMAX like different 70. Types of IMAX. Yeah, and that like the... Because the only... When I ever like initially was thinking of IMAX, it was the ones that they have in like museums
and
stuff. Which I guess is like the actual IMAX or the, I don't know, the one that it was like actually filmed for. But then whenever I went and saw Dune in theaters, they had it on that one that's just like very, very slightly curved. But anyway, I realized that it's like a different thing. So which one did you see it on?
I saw it in both. I saw it. So there's the IMAX 70mm, which is still played on an IMAX screen, but it's on a film print rather than a digital projector, which is how Christopher Nolan says is the way he intended it to be viewed, which is a bit counterintuitive because only like 30 screens in the world are showing it that way. And one of them is in New York. So when I saw it opening night, I saw it that way.
Did it feel very different?
It was like a transportive movie going experience. It was
really like compared, do you think it was so it was like that big of a difference from seeing it the other way?
Yeah, and also the IMAX screen that it's on in New York that way is the biggest IMAX screen in America.
Whoa. Are there pictures of it? I want to see what it looks like.
The AMC Lincoln Square IMAX, it's massive. But IMAX is more than just a screen. I think it's also the sound is really good.
Yeah.
And IMAX, so I saw it and like...
So it's not... I might be confused then. So it's not one that's like... goes like on the ceiling and shit?
I mean, I'm sure.
I think I'm confused.
You might be thinking of like... what do they call them? Like planetariums or whatever?
Yeah, I guess. All right. I think I've confused myself.
But they definitely... I used to associate IMAX with just like museums and stuff when I was a kid. But I saw it yesterday at like a smaller IMAX, which is like, I don't know how much smaller compared to the average IMAX, but it's still like got the IMAX sound and stuff. And it's still like screen. And it was, I left the theater and I had to talk myself out of snagging tickets to go right back in and see it again. I was like, I can't walk right back in and see a 3-hour movie.
That's hilarious.
I don't know what it is, man. That movie like is blowing my mind.
I thought it was awesome. I want to see it again. It was so good.
So good. And the more I think about it, I'm like, this movie's like a masterpiece. It's like one of the best movies I've ever seen. I'm like, yeah. I'm so not over this movie.
It really was.
I bought the book and stuff too.
Yeah, yeah. I've been thinking about it because of that. It's so funny.
Yeah, I'm trying to crush a book that I'm reading now so when that book gets here, I can just dive into it. Yeah.
I haven't read a book in like forever. I need to pick something up.
I have yet to finish a book in 2023, but I've started many. So I'm like, I have to finish this one. I can't just pick up a new book.
I feel that.
This book's also not that long compared to other books I've read this year. It's just like a collection of essays by this like food, like the guy who
Guy Fieri.
No, it's this guy named Jim Harrison, who Anthony Bourdain says is like his biggest influence or something. Mm. So he was kind of like Bourdain before Bourdain. So I bought like a book of his like essays on food and drinking and stuff. And it's really a good book, but I'm really excited to read the Oppenheimer book.
Yeah. You'll have to let me know how it is, if it's worth reading.
It's apparently massive, too. It's like 700 pages.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Mm. Yeah. But
It's called Modern Prometheus. Is that correct?
American Prometheus.
American Prometheus.
Yeah, but I got home last night from the movie and I was just watching like anything I could find on YouTube about like the Manhattan Project for like hours.
Yeah. What's crazy is like I feel like this is doing so much for just Oppenheimer's legacy in general because for people always knew who he is, you know, but you don't know anything other than like he's the guy who made the atomic bomb and he said that one quote.
I was talking with someone about this because when we were in school, they definitely like we knew what the Manhattan Project. Jack didn't even send the A.
Damn. I was actually waiting to send the A for like an opportune moment, but you kind of.
But they didn't go that in depth. I felt like I'd much think more.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, they just said it happened.
Yeah, there were, like, scientists and the military teamed up in New Mexico. And
yeah, dude, you know what's interesting? So my brother right now is doing, like, this research thing in New Mexico at an observatory. And he's in Los Alamos.
No way. Yeah. Has he seen the movie?
I don't know. I need to text him.
He's got to see the movie.
Yeah. I didn't even realize. I knew he was in New Mexico. But like, I guess it makes sense that it's there because my other brother told me he was in Los Alamos, and I was like,
"This movie is like the Super Bowl for the state of New Mexico."
Yeah, well, and I'm sure that like what the place he's at probably wouldn't have existed if it like weren't for.
No, I heard it's like that. not a big city, but I heard it's like an actual like city now. Like they have like grocery stores and like Starbucks and stuff. You know,
that's when you know you made it. If you have more than one Starbucks, you've made it as a city.
Yeah, you're officially a city. But besides that, nothing. Just happy to be back podcasting. It is crazy how long it's been since we last podcasted.
Yeah. Well, we just did one previously. I think we're going to be back on the roll. I feel like both of our lives are in a little bit more stable.
Yeah, this summer positions. This summer has been so nuts for me. Like just like between people visiting and traveling and
that kind of stuff. Hey, man. But you know what is good, though, is whenever we get back on. I feel like we're on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like getting on a bike.
Damn, I didn't mean to.
Jack said some gnarly shit. damn it.
That's what I was trying to do. I accidentally paused it. Good thing you noticed. I didn't even realize. I would have just kept talking.
Yeah, Jack accidentally paused it and he said the most wild shit I've ever heard anyone say. He was like, oh, I just meant to make you go bam, 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 but that's not what happened.
All right,
Jack.
You know what, dude? Hold on. I had to set Bo straight.
Yeah.
He's not going to step out of line again.
He just told me that death knocks. That's all he said. Yeah, man. But it's good. We're back potting. What do you got in the future? What's coming up for Jack besides going to Colorado?
It's a good question. I got some new shoes.
Whoa, what kind?
You want to see them? They're, yeah. It was a very different shoe purchase.
Yeah, not just fucking Skechers.
No, I usually do wear Skechers, but I got these.
Oh, those are sick. Jack got actual shoes that he can wear in public and not look like a dork.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah. Well, I have nothing to add to that. But I bought them. So, you
Kelly,
know,
like, you'll like send me a pair of shoes that he thinks looks cool. And then we'll like text about they look cool. And we're like, Jack would never wear them.
I think, Kelly, I actually want to get your feedback on this particular pair of shoes because I thought they were dope. And I showed them to Kelly and he's like, yeah, if you want to look like a dad. let me pull them up. I'll send them to you right now.
Yeah, okay.
But I was thinking about getting Dunks.
Dunks.
You know what Dunks are, like the Nike shoes?
Is that what you're about to send me?
No. That's like, I went to the store. They're like the shoes that like all the hype beasts and shit wear. Like they're sneaker heads, like wear like Dunks all the time.
Oh, sure.
And I thought that these shoes that I bought were Dunks, but I found out that they're not actually Dunks.
The shoes you just showed me?
Yeah.
Are those not Dunks? Oh, I guess they're a little more, like, have a little less going on. But I like yours better, I think, honestly.
Yeah, they look, it's just like different colors, basically. Feels like the only difference. Hold on, I'm pulling up. But yeah, they're like very different. I was uncomfortable in them first, but, you know, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I got a pair of Nikes not too long ago, and I'm not crazy about them.
What kind did you get?
They're like Nike SBs, but I realized the problem is I bought like ones that are lined for winter. So every time I would wear them, my feet would just be hot as fuck.
So
they'll be great in the winter.
So the ones I sent you, not that color, like just a more normal, like not the red or orange or whatever, fucking green.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily think these are like dad shoes.
Scroll down. Look at Roger Federer wear them, dude. He looks fucking sweet.
Roger Federer is probably a dad, though.
Yeah, I mean, it.
He does because look like a dad in this picture. He's giving huge dad energy.
He's giving dad.
When I see the whole thing, I'm like, oh yeah, these are dad
dude,
shoes.
He looks drippy as hell.
Damn, I like
well, it's funny because I was like looking shoes. For validation, I guess, and I was like, I think these are sick, and then I asked Kelly, and like, crushed my dreams.
I thought I wasn't with Kelly, and then I saw the whole fit, and I was like, oh yeah.
Well, you can do a different fit, you know what I mean, bro?
Yeah, but your fit's not entirely not dad.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's not a dad fit, but if you wore those shoes, it would bring the whole thing home, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Did I ever tell you I got a new skateboard after my skateboard got stolen?
Oh, no. Did you?
Yeah, you want to see it?
Yeah, let's see the board. That's a dad skateboard, bro. No, it's what's the brand? I've seen that before.
Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz. That is sick.
Yeah, it's sick. I've been wanting to skate, though, but it's just been so hot here. It's unbelievable.
Is there like an indoor skate park you could go to?
No, there's not, weirdly. I always think it's so weird that there's not a single one in Austin.
That's like, kind of amazing that I know. There's not an indoor skate park.
It's unbelievable. I would think there would be, but I think it's probably, there's a lot of really good public parks, so I guess it's like people don't want to pay.
Yeah, but it's so hot. I guess,
I know.
I guess like, I'm not saying like you have to like, love skateboarding so much to skate.
Kelly and I went like last week and we both felt like we were gonna throw up after like an hour.
That's a long time in the heat though.
Yeah. And I just saw something. It's been like 25 consecutive days over 100.
Really?
Yeah.
When was the last time that happened?
I don't know, probably like Vietnam.
I remember the summer I moved to Dallas, it was 30 days, but it seems like you're coming for it.
Yeah, dude, we're coming for the belt, boy.
Yeah, the belt of
misery. Hold on, let me pull up and see if it was actually, I remember it was posted on Instagram profile. But isn't that just, that ain't cool, literally, you know what I'm saying?
Does Elon Musk live in Austin?
24 consecutive days, actually.
That's
just Does Elon Musk? I don't know. Maybe it's possible. I feel like he just like plugs his body into like a I don't know, it's like a computer or something. It just exists in the metaverse.
Boca Chica, Texas.
Boca Chica?
Yeah.
Boca D's?
Boca D's nuts. Got him, dude. That's the name of the episode.
Bro, look at the chat. The timing was bad.
I totally just wasn't looking at the chat. The thing is, I have to be. I was looking up where Elon Musk lives.
You should be reading the chat at all times,
even when I'm in a different tab.
Yeah,
there's Boca Chica, Texas. If it's not too far from Austin, we can drive over there and record.
Should we just show up with a full podcast setup and be like, "Yo, what's up, Elon?" I feel like he might do it. He's crazy enough.
I think of all the people we've jokingly said like we should have on the pod, that he's like the most likely to potentially do it if we like surprise him with podcasting. It's like him. I feel like God, what's his name? The guy who eats like bull testicles and stuff. I haven't seen his
Liver name. King.
Liver King. Liver
yeah,
King.
Yeah, he kind of fell off after he got busted for
doping. Yeah, for steroids.
But that might be a good time for us to get him on.
Yeah, when he's had
explain his side of the story.
Five low, dude.
We got to get him when they're at an all-time low.
And Elon Musk socially is at an all-time low. He might be the most hated of all the tech billionaires. Did you see the thing? When Elon Musk was trying to fight Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, dude, it was hilarious. And Mark Zuckerberg would destroy him. Like,
I know.
He like actually trains.
Who would you root for?
I really don't care at all. Dude. I just want them both to get like
beat up. I would root for mutually assured destruction.
Yeah.
Exactly. But if I had to pick one, I like Elon Musk is so annoying at this point, I would pick Zuckerberg.
Yeah, which is crazy. Because I feel like Zuckerberg was way more hated. It's crazy how fast Elon's destroyed his reputation. Because he was before he did the Twitter shit and like started getting involved in like pop
the
culture stuff. Yeah, public discourse is the phrase. Everyone thought he was the shit. Like, I thought he was so cool. Like, Tesla, SpaceX, like, making flamethrowers. Like, he was so fucking cool. See, and then he's just doing this Twitter bullshit.
A good tech billionaire knows that the more you talk in public, the more ammunition you're giving people to dislike
Dude,
you.
He was, I don't know. He's just, I don't know why he's messing around with the Twitter stuff. It's so dumb.
It's like, it's so ridiculous. I saw this great, like, graph. The other day, it was Elon Musk, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and one other person, I think. And it was their four pictures, and the graph was divided by funny, not funny, wants to be funny, doesn't want to be funny. And it was like Donald Trump was funny, wants to be funny. And then Elon Musk was like, not funny, wants to be funny. And it was such a great breakdown of like
that's a good way to just describe like people's existence.
Funny, not funny, or not funny, wants to be funny, doesn't want to be funny. It might have been Zuckerberg in who's the other one. He was like, not funny, doesn't want to be funny.
Wait, so who's funny and doesn't want to be funny?
I don't remember. It might have been Ted Cruz or someone who exists in that same like.
Ted Cruz is pretty funny.
And then Musk was not funny, wants to be funny. He so desperately wants to be funny.
Yeah. Poor little guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Just he's sick though. I can't wait to have him on the pod. He's my hero.
Yeah. X.
Yeah.
X sauce.
Yeah, we need to remember to gas him up at all times while we're recording.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right. You want to wrap this thing up?
Yeah, it kind of fizzled towards the end a little bit.
Yeah, we fizzled a little bit. We've been doing this for like an hour now, so, you know, something or another.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
All right, later.
Peace.
Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes. Recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.